Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Bonnie A. from San Diego.
I'm Bonnie. I'm an alcoholic. I wasn't in any drawing, but Randy. Anyway, happy birthday to all the birthday people, and welcome to all the newcomers. And yeah, it's kind of scary up here. I've been freaking out all day. Anyway, but so I sat next to Mimi and Linda, and they calmed me down, and I've been praying, and I'm okay. But I just want to tell you that I'm really, really grateful that I'm sober today, and that I owe my whole entire life and everything I have to Alcoholics Anonymous and to God and to the steps. And and it's a miracle. And I every single time I go to a meeting, I get something that carries me through that day or that moment or whatever. And I don't know, Nancy said something about how thanks to a loving God or something like that, and I just thought, I just get like overwhelmed with gratitude. And I've been sober for 14 years. My sobriety date's December 19th, 93, and December 18th, 93 was a really crazy night. And I was a big blackout drinker, and which is good, I guess. I'd have to, but always calling people the next day and saying, "What did I do? No, never mind. Don't tell me. I don't want to know." I wouldn't want to know. And so I was constantly finding myself in really embarrassing situations and really demoralized, and I was just going nowhere. And I could not stand to not be inebriated, and I hated being in reality, and I needed my reality altered all the time. And just sometimes, like, the thought of that I knew when I was going to get off work and I was going to be going out or I was going to be drinking, I would just get, like, this buzz, like, this rush of, like, oh, and then I'd be happy because I knew it was coming. I did a lot of drugs, too, and all the time. I couldn't drive without smoking pot and without a beer between my legs. And I used to teach nursery school, and I used to show up hungover or stoned or something, and that is, oh, hi, Kevin. I haven't seen him in a long time. And that was really demoralizing, looking at children, the beautiful children, and that you're not fit to be around them, and, because they're so beautiful, and I love kids. And so today, I finally went back to school and I graduated, and I'm a real teacher now. And I was a nursery school teacher. I thought for the longest time, I thought I can't get through school, and everybody else is smarter than me, and everybody else is prettier than me and skinnier than me, and poor Bonnie, and I was just like this, victim all the time. And I always hear like AA is a disease of perception, but I don't know if because it was my perception, and so to me it was real, and your perception is what you see, and so it was all real to me, and just really always felt like that, with that void, and so when I was high or drunk or whatever, I filled it, and I was okay, and I never wanted to have one drink, and like if somebody would ask me out for a drink, I would be thinking, I hope they didn't really mean a drink, because like. I thought, like, I would just go, oof, like, who wants to have a drink? And I would have, like, one drink on two dates. I remember two specific dates where I had one drink because my girlfriend told me, go and act like a lady. And so I had a drink. And then the guy that I went with, he ordered two drinks. And I was like, damn, because I could have had another one, but I already had said no. And so what happened December 18th was... one more time, I was always asking my dad, calling my dad to bail me out, and my poor dad, just put him through hell, girls, we love our dads, and just put him through hell, and so on December 18th, was like the last, I was getting ready to get sober, and then, I went to a meeting, and because things were just not going right, and, I couldn't figure out how to do my life, and how long has that been? Do I have like a... I want to talk forever now. It's getting going. Okay. But I digress. But what happened? So it was my poor dad, and so I was getting ready to get sober, and I went to a meeting, and I saw, like, it was a women's meeting that somebody told me about, and I went there, and I thought, oh my God, these poor women, they can't drink anymore. That sucks. And I thought, well, you know, but I could still drink. And so I did, because I could not, you know, I could not imagine life without drinking. It was my life. It was, you know, I never went to movies ever, you know, because you couldn't drink at movies. I mean, and why did I go to see a movie? But yeah, so except the Rocky Horror Picture, you could bring in alcohol when you went to go see that. But yeah, but dated myself. So yeah. Anyway, so I was 29 when I got sober, and so what happened was, so finally, you know, and I didn't pick my date, and what happened, you know, so I wasn't ready, and I think I drank for maybe a couple more weeks until finally, you know, one night, or one day I was waiting, you know, for the cable guy, and, you know, and I could not wait at home for, you know, without alcohol. Of course, you know, I had to go get, you know, beer, so I went and I got a 12-pack, and by the way, like, first I was getting 12-packs, and then I was, like, 18-packs, and I was so happy when they came out with 18-packs. So I drank, and I just kept drinking all day, and then I was just, like, wasted, and that was the day I was going to stop drinking. And then, you know, and then I was so out of it, and the table guy came, and I didn't know really what was happening anymore, and then I needed drugs once I started drinking. So, you know, then I showed up at my friend's house to get, you know, some drugs, and she wasn't there, and it was dark, and there was nobody home except one guy who was sleeping, and I walked in, and I was supposed to babysit for somebody, and I called up, and I said, I can't babysit, I've been drinking all day, and she was sober, and she said, you know, I hope you realize that your life is unmanageable, and you're making my life unmanageable. And I was sitting, like, in this dark room going, this is not the way my family raised me to be, you know, it was in, like, this dark, you know, drug addict house room, and it was, you know, it was horrible. And so, of course, you know, I kept continuing drinking and smoking pot that night, and had a brand new car that my dad bought me. It was beautiful, and I was young, I was so cute. Anyway, I had no wrinkles, and I ruined it, but yeah, so wasted my time. But anyway, so, you know, I mean, that was all I knew. I just, you know, that's all I knew. I was an alcoholic, and so I ended up, I don't remember much of what happened that night, and all I knew is my girlfriend was driving my car, and, you know, my girlfriend, my good girlfriend, who'd, like, left me, and they deserted me because they couldn't find me because I passed out in some restaurant. I don't even remember what happened. I woke, and I know where I was, and I walked out the door of the restaurant, and the alarm went off, and I was standing there, and I didn't know what was going on, and it was freezing cold, and I didn't have my car or my purse or anything, and so, of course, I called my dad, and then the police showed up, and they came, and, you know, and the cop said, do you have a problem with, and I was like, I was kind of struck sober at that moment, and he said, do you have a problem with alcohol? And I said, I'm an alcoholic. And he said, you should get some help. And then he, you know, he took me in his car to go find my car and told my dad to wait there. So my dad showed up, and my dad had just had a heart attack. And not from that night. No, I didn't give him a heart attack. He was recovering from a heart attack. And I love my dad so much. So he waited in the car, and so he, you know, so he was just, you know, 6 months out of the hospital of a quadruple bypass, and at 4:30 in the morning, he's waiting in the parking lot for me as the police are trying to find my car, and they drove me back, and my dad, like, you know, hugged the police, and he started crying, and he said, thanks for saving my body, and then I looked at my dad, and my dad, you know, like, I had, like, a moment of clarity, you know, and I looked in my dad's eyes, and my dad said, Bonnie, you can't do this anymore. And I said, I know, Dad. And, you know, I always tell this story, like, when I take my cakes and stuff, because it's a really special story to me. And, And so I looked at my, you know, and I saw, like, God through my, I swear, like, my whole life flashed before me through my dad. I saw God, and I just saw everything, and I just, like, and I thought, I know, you know, and so the next day, my dad and I went to a meeting, and the speaker said, newcomer, you know, I was the only newcomer, I think I was, or I don't know, that's all I thought, it was me, and so she said, you know, that's all I ever see is me. I know you all came here tonight for me, but yeah, I've been thinking about it all week long, you know, what does my sobriety mean to me, but so anyway, but, you know, and then I said a prayer, I just hope I can help, you know, the newcomer and how you guys help me, but so I went to a meeting, and she said, you don't ever have to drink again. And, you know, and, like, it sounds trite, but, you know, I just thought, wow, I don't ever have to drink again. I couldn't believe it. And so I, you know, have not done a lot of things perfectly. And I can look my animals in the face today. My orange kitty, my boy, my beautiful orange kitty, you know, because I don't have kids, I have animals. And I have Steve and Maggie and Mo, and Steve and Maggie are my kitties. Maggie's in heaven, but she's still with me. And Mr. Mo, yeah, I couldn't look Steve in the eyes. One night I was so wasted, and I thought, you can't even look your cat in the eye, you know. I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed to look at him. And is that 2 minutes or that's it? That's it. Yeah. So it's just getting good anyway. Yeah, and so you guys and loving God, you keep me sober and have a life, and I have a beautiful life, you know, and it's thanks to you, because I couldn't do it without you. You know, I'm so, so grateful, and, you know, I love coffee today, and I love to be healthy, and I love green grapes, and anyway, that's it.